It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Newton High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball as the Indians take on the Newton Eagles in Little Illini Conference play. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson. The Indians and the Eagles meeting here, a rare Wednesday night contest. This game was originally scheduled for last Friday, but was postponed by weather and rescheduled for tonight. So the Indians, coming off that big win at home last night, will try to rev it up on the road here tonight against the Eagles of Newton. Newton comes in with a record of 12-7. They're 3-1 in league play. Indians are 10-8, 3-1 in league play. I'll have more coming up after this.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Back here at Newton on the JV contest has just ended. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We're back with the starting lineups and play-by-play in a moment. This is Indian Basketball, Light 103.
Attention, high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Are you looking for a new farm, personal, commercial, or home loan? With over 75 years of lending, Citizens National Bank of Albion truly is this area's number one lender and most trusted financial partner. We know agriculture, it's what we do, and we certainly know what it takes to strengthen our community and help our customers' homes, families, farms, and businesses thrive. Come see us for your next loan at any of our 6 locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Newton High School, Steve Anderson, no Bill Richardson tonight, in case you're wondering. Bill had a previous assignment that he could not get out of, so you'll deal with me tonight here solo, the Indians and the Newton Eagles here tonight. First of all, the starting lineups for the visitors on the scoreboard. That'll be the Lawrenceville Indians. Indians will start. Number 3, Brennan Winningham, the 5'11", 185-pound sophomore. Scotter's Tool back in the starting lineup for Randy Bishop's ball club. Tool, a 5'9", 162-pound senior, number 4. Also in the starting lineup, number 15, Noah Weger, 6'4", 175-pound senior. Also in the starting lineup, number 32, Jordan Jones, the 6'1", 180-pound senior. And number 33, Blaine Winningham, the 6'3", 180-pound senior. So it's Winningham, Brennan Winningham, Tool, Weger, Jordan Jones, and Blaine Winningham for the Indians. For the Newton Eagles, head coach Troy Bierman. They will start. Number 2, Evan Schaefer. He is a 5'11 sophomore. Also, number 3, Jarrett Tharp. He's a 6-foot senior. Number 20, Aaron Einhorn in the starting lineup, a 6-foot junior. Number 22, Kyle Schaefer. He is a 6'3 senior. And number 24, Justin Zumbalen. He is a 6'1 senior. So two Schaefers in the starting lineup for Newton. Evan Schaefer, Jarrett Tharp, Aaron Einhorn, Schaefer, Kyle Schaefer, and Justin Zumbalen. Again, Newton with a record of 12-7, 3-1 in conference play. And the Indians at 10-8 and 3-1 in league play. Both these teams were in action last night. The Indians were winners, and so was Newton, as Newton was a winner over Flora last night. So both these ball clubs want to gain a little momentum. Both will be involved, of course, in the Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament coming up on Saturday. Both are in the quarterfinals. The Eagles are the sixth seed. They'll play third-seeded Robinson in the final quarterfinal of the day on Saturday at Paris. The Indians are the fifth seed. They'll play four-seeded Casey Westfield at 4:30 in the quarterfinal on Saturday. Indians in the red traveling uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. Newton in the home white uniforms with the blue numerals and the orange and white trim. Tap is controlled by the Eagles, and we are underway. Glad you're with us. Indians in a man-to-man. Played man-to-man last night. Randy Bishop was pleased with the way the ball club performed, so man-to-man here tonight. Here is Zumbalen down on the baseline. They feed it back out to the top of the key to Tharp. Tharp leaves it out front now for Evan Schaefer. Now on the right wing to Schaefer again. Evan Schaefer on the dribble. Back out front to Einhorn. Einhorn, ball hawked out there by Jones. Knocked away, but Einhorn recovers. In the left corner to Schaefer. Here's a jump shot in the lane. Rolls off and no good. Taken by Schaefer and rebounded by Brennan Winningham of the Indians. 7:16 to go here in the opening quarter. No score here at Newton. Steve Anderson with Indian basketball on a Wednesday night. Seems strange to be playing tonight. Newton also in a man-to-man. Here's Jones in the left corner deep. Dribbles to the middle. Now back out on the right wing to Brennan Winningham. Now to Blaine. Now to Brennan. Here's Wager popping out top of the circle. Between the circle dribble now. Fires to Brennan Winningham against the man-to-man of Newton. Newton doing a good job of staying with the Indian players, making it tough for the Indians to run some offense. They fire it down low and out of bounds. Intended for a cutting Brennan Winningham turnover on the Tribe. 6:38 to go, opening quarter. No score here. Newton with the ball. Here comes Evan Schaefer across the timeline. Picked up by Toole. Right side on the wing. The ball's knocked out of bounds off of Justin Zumbalen. Well, no, they say off of Noah Wager. Zumbalen was in the vicinity. It'll be Eagle basketball right in front of the Indian bench. And head coach Randy Bishop. Inbounding is Einhorn. Does to Schaefer. He'll bring it across the timeline between the circles. Picked up by Toole there. On the dribble. Einhorn backs it out now. Now to Schaefer. Now Jarrett Tharp on the right wing. Here's a baseline drive by Schaefer. And a double dribble called on Evan Schaefer. Turnover on the Eagles. 6:14 to go here. A slow start offensively for both these ball clubs. No score. Blaine Winningham leaves it off for Jordan Jones. He'll bring it across the timeline on the dribble. Now to Toole. Back to Jones. Jones signals to the right side. That's where Blaine Winningham is in the corner. Right side. Dribbles back out to the right wing. Now between the circles to Toole. Toole on the dribble. Tries to make a move but cut off by the good defense of Evan Schaefer. Now to Jones on the right wing. Left side on the wing now to Blaine Winningham. Cross court now, right side to Toole. Toole looking to take the baseline, cut off. Now he's called for a travel. So neither of these ball clubs burning it up offensively here in the opening quarter play. We're scoreless with 5:37 to go in the opening period. Evan Schaefer across the timeline. Ball to right side to Aaron Einhorn. Einhorn guarded by Jones in the Indian man-to-man. Looks for a screen, can't find it. Now right side on the baseline. Schaefer lets the jumper go, and he scores. Kyle Schaefer with the basket. And it's 2-0 in favor of the Eagles. 5:14 to go, opening quarter. Here's Wager on the right wing. Dribbles to the middle. Feeds it underneath to Blaine Winningham. Off his hands and out of bounds. He wasn't ready for the pass at close range. He thought Wager was going to go up for a jumper. And a turnover on the Tribe. 2-0 Eagles here. 5:08 to go in the opening quarter play. Across the timeline, Evan Schaefer, the 5'11 sophomore. Left side on the wing to Zumvallen. Now in the corner to Schaefer again. Evan Schaefer. Again, two Schaefers in the starting lineup. Kyle and Evan for the Eagles. This is Justin Zumvallen, guarded by Brendan Winningham out front. Left wing to Evan Schaefer. Down the lane he comes. Cut off at the free throw line. Now back out. Here's a baseline drive and a shot up and in by Kyle Schaefer. His second basket here in the first quarter. He has all four Newton points, and it's 4-0 Eagles. 4:30 to go in the opening quarter of play. Brendan Winningham has the ball knocked away, but he recovers, brings it across the timeline between the circle dribble. Ball hawked out there by Zumvallen. Now Winningham tries to feed it underneath to Blaine, and it's out of bounds. Indians turn it over again. Indians had 19 turnovers last night. One, despite that, here on the road might be a little different tonight if they continue to throw the ball away. On the right wing is the Eagles' Justin Zumvallen. There he is at the top of the key now between the circle dribble. Working against the defense of Blaine Winningham out front. Zumvallen, a 6'1 senior. In the left corner to Schaefer. Schaefer feeds it underneath. Shot blocked away. That shot was taken by Aaron Einhorn and blocked away by an Indian defender. I think Blaine got his hand in there. And it's Indian basketball. 3:45 to go, opening quarter, 4-0 Newton. Brendan Winningham down the lane with the right hand. He scores! And a chance at a three-point play. Nice aggressive drive down the lane by Brennan. And the Indians are on the board here and a chance at a three-point play. And it's 4-2. Brendan Winningham at the line for an Indian free throw. Free throw on its way, and it rolls through good. 4-3, Newton on top. Across the timeline, Evan Schaefer picked up by Toole between the circles. Right side on the wing to Schaefer. Schaefer on the dribble against the defense of Blaine Winningham. Now left side to Evan Schaefer, tries to left baseline, cut off by Toole. Now back out front goes Schaefer on the dribble. He'll try again. Left side to Zumvallen on the wing. They feed it in the middle to Jarrett Tharp. Now back out front to Schaefer. Evan Schaefer, ball hawked by Jones, ball knocked away, scramble for the loose ball, and Wager has it. Noah, 1-on-3, heads to the hole, lays it up with a Euro step and scores. Noah Wager with the basket, and the Indians lead for the first time tonight, 5-4, 2:55 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Here's Kyle Schaefer with a shot up and in. Schaefer again has all the Newton points, Kyle Schaefer does. And it's 6-5 in favor of Newton. Jones thought about a three from the right side, dribbles to the middle, feeds it on the baseline. Now back out to Wager, left side on the wing. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Substitutions coming in here for the Eagles. Number 5, Jared Eckel. He's a 5'9 senior in there. Indians inbound to Jones. Now right side on the wing to Brennan Winningham. Back to Jones between the circles. Lets a long three-pointer go top of the key. It's short. Rebounded by Blaine. He'll back it out now to Wager. Now on the left corner to Jones. Top of the key to Brennan Winningham. Looks for a screen top of the key. Now back to Jones on the deep right wing. Got it out there by Einhorn. Back to Toole. Toole looks for a screen, top of the key, can't find it. Now down the lane he comes, lays it up with the right hand, he scores. Skyler Toole, his first basket. And it's 6-5 in favor of the, 7-6, I should say, in favor of the Indians. Here's a backdoor play and a shot up and in. Nicely done there. That was number 42, a new player into the game. That was Seth Weber with the basket on a nice backdoor cut. Now a foul. No, the ball knocked. Yeah, it is foul. It is foul down here at the other end on the Eagles, bodying up against an Indian down low. Another substitute into the game as into the contest is number 40, Parker Eaton. He's a 6'3 senior. So Troy Bierman going to his bench liberally here in this first quarter of play. 8-7 favor of the Eagles. Here's a long jumper. Good. A three ball by Noah Wager from the top of the key. Wager with a three. And it's 10-8 in favor of the Indians. A minute 14 to go here in the opening quarter at Newton. In the corner is Eaton. Back out top of the key to Weber. Weber on the dribble. Now back out front to Zumvallen. Feeds it left side on the wing to Schaefer. Schaefer now backs it out, tries to take the baseline, but Blaine Winningham stays right with him. Right side to Seth Weber. 47 seconds to go, opening quarter. Long jumper, top of the key. A three ball is good. Three ball good by Justin Zumvallen. And it's 11-10 in favor of Newton. Now, Wager a three from the other end from the right wing. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Rebounded by Kyle Schaefer. And he'll hole for a final shot as he looks at head coach Troy Bierman. 20 seconds to go, opening period. 11-10. Eagles on top here at Newton High School. Echol leaves it off between the circles to Schaefer. In the corner, a long three ball is off the mark and no good. Long rebound run down by Echol. Echol feeds it top of the key to Schaefer. Schaefer down the lane. And we have a reach-in foul charged against the Indians with 3.6 seconds to go in the opening quarter. And the Eagles will inbound underneath their own hoop. Blaine Winningham picked that foul up. First team foul on the Indians here in this game. In it comes. The ball knocked away to Jones. 2 seconds to go. Long down court heave by Jones is off the mark as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box, score reads Newton 11, Lawrenceville 10. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Chicago Cubs action is heard here all season long on Light 103 WAKO Lawrenceville Vincennes.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Indian basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Here's Skyler Toole on a drive down the lane. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles just underway second quarter. At the other end, a shot up and no good. Taken there by Zumvallen, but he was fouled. He'll have to go to the line to earn him. Indian basketball brought your way by Citizens National Bank of Albion, your bank for a lifetime, and also by Leggett Lumber at 807 East Chestnut. In Bridgeport. Free throw up and in by Zumvallen. That's 3-4 for him, I should say, here in the early going. 7:45 to go, second quarter, 12-10 Newton. Second free throw rolls through for Zumvallen. And it's 13-10. Indians trail by three. Brennan Winningham will bring it up against the pressure of Zumvallen. Across the timeline between the circle dribble, right wing. To Wager, feed it down on the baseline. Ball knocked away by some good defense there. Sprawling defense by Aaron Einhorn, knocking away from Blaine Winningham on the right baseline. Indians will inbound in the right corner of their offensive zone. Back out to Toole between the circles. Now the ball intercepted. Intercepted there by Tharp. Turnover on the Indians. Across the timeline, Kyle Schaefer on the left wing, now deep to the left wing, to Evan Schaefer. Schaefer feeds it to the high post to Einhorn. There's a jumper from the corner. A three ball is up and in. Three ball taken there by Evan Schaefer. And it is 16-10, a six-point lead. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. Brennan Winningham stopped at the top of the key, now backs it out on the right wing, feeds it right baseline to Wager. Wager fakes. Back out to Winningham on the right wing. Now right corner, left corner, I should say. Tool, a three ball. Skyler Tool, a three. He has five, and the Indians trail by three, 16-13, 6:35 to go here in the second quarter at Newton High School. They feed the ball inside to Schaefer. Kyle Schaefer back out front to Evan. Evan and Kyle both in there. 2 and 22. I guess that figures that they're brothers. Free throw line jumper is no good. Taken there by Kyle Schaefer. Rebounded by Jones. Right wing pass to Wager. Now top of the key to Tool. In the left corner to Brendan Winningham. On the dribble now to the left wing. Back out between the circles to Jones. Right side to Tool. Now on the right wing to Wager. Looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now back out to Brendan Winningham. Here's Tool on the deep right wing for the Indians. Top of the key to Winningham. Now right side on the wing to Jones. Back out front to Blaine Winningham. 5:47 to go. Indians very deliberate this time down here against this Newton man-to-man. Tool right side to Jones on the wing. Now to a cutting Brendan Winningham. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Jarrett Winkles into the game for the Indians. Winkles, a 6'255-pound senior. In comes to Wager. Back out front to Winkles. Now to Brendan Winningham between the circles, and the Indians will set up an offensive play. Wager out front between the circles. Now to Tool. Tool on the deep right wing. Between the circles now to Winkles. Now left wing. Here's Wager taking the baseline. His shot is off. No good. Rebound tapped up by Winkles. No good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Newton across the timeline. Evan Schaefer on the dribble. Now to Einhorn on the left wing. Ball knocked away by Blaine Winningham, but recovered. Now in the middle they go to Aaron Einhorn, and a foul charged on Blaine Winningham of the Indians, I believe. It's going to be two on him, and we'll wait to see if he's going to come out of the game. Randy Bishop pleading his case down there for his player. It's Winningham's third foul here. He's not coming out of the game, however. Free throw up and in. Both free throws up and in by Einhorn. 17-13, Eagles. 4:55 to go here in the second quarter of play at Newton High School. Indians and the Newton Eagles rescheduled contest. Wager between the circles to Tool. Tool guarded out front there by Evan Schaefer. Tool on the dribble, trying to get away from the pressure. Down the lane he comes. Puts it up from about eight. Off the mark, no good. Battles for the rebound. Tool back up and in. Skyler Tool with the basket. 17-15, I should say. Indians trail by two. 4:27 to go here in the second quarter. Down the lane is Evan Schaefer. Now to Kyle. Back to Evan in the corner. Down the lane he comes. Puts it up with the left hand. Too hard. No good. Rebounded by Wager of the Indians. Noah across the timeline. Left side to Tool. Off his hands and out of bounds. Indian turnover again. An unforced error there. Tool was ready to shoot before he caught the ball. Didn't catch the ball. And a turnover on the Indians. 4:07 to go. Second quarter. 17-15. Newton on top here. Evan Schaefer across the timeline on the dribble in the right corner now to Einhorn. Einhorn stepped on the sidelines. Indian defense forced that turnover, and Indians have it back with a chance to tie here with 3:55 to go in the second period. Tool inbounds against full court man-to-man pressure to Jones. Jordan across the timeline on the dribble. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it in the corner. Here's a jumper. Good by Winkles. Three ball by Jarrett Winkles for the Indians. And it's 18-17. Indians on top. 3:33 to go here in the second quarter of play. Here's Eichel guarded by Jones. Now on the left wing to Zumvallen. They feed it underneath, and a foul charged against the Indians. Fed underneath there to Aaron. Oh, no, they say. A foul on Newton. Well, the Newton fans don't like that. A small crowd here tonight at the Newton High School Gymnasium. As that was a second foul. On Jarrett Tharp. He's going to come out of the game. Here's Wager down the lane. Feeds it to Jones on the right wing. Jones tries to take the baseline. Cut off. Feeds underneath to Winningham, but it's knocked away. Stolen away by Einhorn. Einhorn down the lane. Top of the key. Feeds it back out front to Tharp. Long three-pointer by Tharp. Off the mark. No good. Blaine Winningham, a strong rebound for the Indians. Off to Toole. Up court quickly. Wager in the corner of three. Got it. Noah Wager, his second three here in this first half. And the Indians have a four-point lead, biggest of the evening thus far. 21-17, 2:40 to go here in the second quarter of play. Eichel on the dribble, left wing, looks for a screen, top of the key, can't find it. Now off to Einhorn. Einhorn now left side to Eckel with Jones on him in the man-to-man. Dribbles to the top of the key, right side on the wing to Kyle Schaefer. Schaefer working against Blaine Winningham. 2:20 to go here in the second period. Indians by four. Down the lane, Schaefer puts it up. No good, but he was hacked and fouled and will go to the line for Eagle free throws. Haven't seen the Eagles. This is the first time we've seen them, but just judging by what I've seen here, looks like Kyle Schaefer is their best player. They go to him, it seems like, for key baskets if they need them. Free throw up and in by Schaefer. Got seven now in this game. Here's Ethan Kelly into the game, replacing Blaine Winningham for Randy Bishop. Kelly had 13 in the Indian JV loss earlier. Second free throw is no good, and Wager with the rebound for the Indians. Quickly up floor. Here is Jones between the circles. Right side on the wing to Toole. Toole looks to the middle, but nothing happening there. Now feeds it to Jones, right baseline. Back to Winkles. Now back out to Toole. The Indians will start again with a minute 53 to go here in the second quarter. Winkles feeds underneath to a cutting Jones. Lays it up, and he missed it. The Indians had what they wanted there, but they missed the layup. Good pass there by Winkles, but Jones couldn't finish. 1:40 to go. Baseline drive by Einhorn, and a bumping foul charged on the Indians. Now it was on Winkles, his first, Indians fifth here in this first half of action. Einhorn will inbound underneath the Newton basket, looking to get it in. Does out front to Jarrett Tharp. Tharp gives it now to Kyle Schaefer. He'll work one-on-one against Jones. Down the lane, feeds it in the corner. Einhorn a three ball, short, rebounded by Schaefer, up and in. There he is, Kyle Schaefer, now with nine. And the Eagles trail by one, 21-20. Here's Kelly on the dribble, loses it, and is taken away by Einhorn. Steal by the Eagles. Now to Zumwalt. Zumwalt at the top of the key, guarded by Wager. Backdoor cut to Schaefer. He lays it up, no good. Rebound fought for. Jones, outlet pass to Wager. Across the timeline, waits for his teammates. Now the Indians will go into an offensive set with less than a minute to go in this quarter. 54 seconds. Toole down the lane. Dipsy-Doo move, and he lays it up and in. Skyler Toole with the basket. Toole now has nine in the game. 23-20 Indians. 40 seconds to go. Second quarter play. Zumwalt on the dribble between the circles. Left side on the wing to Tharp. Now down low on the baseline to Einhorn. Loses the handle. Kelly and Einhorn tie it up. Possession arrow is in favor of the Eagles, so they'll stay at the far end as we view it from the Toyota Bushuku press box here at Newton. Substitutes in now for Troy Bierman off the stoppage of play. Dead ball. 30.1 seconds to go, second quarter. Eagles inbound to Kyle Schaefer in the deep left corner. Jones on him. Schaefer brings it out now, and Newton will reload with 23 seconds to go. Looks like they might be holding for a final shot. A 1-4 offensive set. Now to Seth Weber. Now to Eichel. And here's Ben Meinhardt also, who's checked into the game on the last stoppage of play. Ben Meinhardt, 5'8", sophomore. 5 seconds to go. Steal by Jones. Jones 1-on-2. behind the back dribble. Feeds underneath. Kelly's wide open. He scores! And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play right at the buzzer. Ethan Kelly with the basket for the Indians off a good steal by Jones. And so Ethan Kelly will be all by his lonesome at the free throw line trying to convert a three-point play, which would give the Indians a six-point lead here at the half. His free throw is on its way and no good. That's the end of the first half of play here on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box. We're at halftime here. It's Lawrenceville 25, Newton 20. Back with the halftime show in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jule Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
My grandpa started small. Real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Newton, we're at halftime. Lawrenceville Indian basketball brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Best Way Express now hiring CDL drivers, and by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, their family serving your family. It's time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Steve Anderson here in Newton. So far, so good. After one half of play, Lawrenceville Indians are on top by a score of 25-20 over the Newton Eagles. Eagles led by one after one quarter of play. Indians with the better of the play in that second quarter. And have the five-point lead here as they go for win number two in a row after a win over Robinson at home last night. Check out the first half scoring for the Indians. They're led by Skyler Toole. Toole with three field goals and a three-pointer for 9 points. Noah Wager has 2 3-pointers and a single field goal for 8 points. Then the scoring drops off from there. Jarrett Winkles has a three. Ethan Kelly had that two right before the half. Brendan Winningham also has 3 points in this contest. Jordan Jones, Blaine Winningham have not scored in this game. For the Eagles of Newton, they're led by Kyle Schaefer. He has 4 field goals and a single free throw for 9 points. 4 points for Justin Zumvallen on a three-pointer and a single free throw. Evan Schaefer has a three-pointer for 3 points. And the scoring drops off from there. 2 free throws for Aaron Einhorn in this first half for 2 points. And 2 points for Weber off the bench. Seth Weber for the Eagles. So again, leading the way for Newton here is Kyle Schaefer with 9 points. 9 points for Skylar Toole to lead the Indians. Noah Wager has 8. Again, Indians led 11, and it's trailed, I should say, 11 to 10 after one quarter. The lead by 5 here at the half, 25 to 20. Indian JV lost 58-45 to Newton. Ethan Kelly with 13. Leighton Ivers had 10. We'll be back with more after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Newton, Steve Anderson and no Bill Richardson tonight. Bill off on assignment tonight. Indians lead 25-20. After a slow start, the Indians finally got it in gear and have a lead here by 5, 25-20. And again, the Indians will play here tonight. Then we'll be off until Saturday afternoon. The Indians are the 5th seed in the Little Illini Conference Tournament at Paris. They'll play 4-seeded Casey. That'll be at 4:30, the game here on Light 103 WAKO. The tournament actually starts on Friday with a first-round game, 8-seeded Flora against the 9th-seeded Red Hill Salukis. You can hear that game on The Legend with Ryan and Joe. That'll be coming up Friday from Paris. The winner there will meet top-seeded Marshall in the first quarterfinal Saturday at 3 o'clock. That'll be followed by the Indian game. Again, Indians on top here at the half by 5, 25-20. Back with the second half of action in 2 minutes. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies, and services. More reasons why CNB is your 5-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
All right, back here at Newton, Steve Anderson with Lawrenceville Indian basketball here on Light 103 WAKO. Indians lead by 5, 25-20. Ready for the second half. Indians with the original starters out there. Jones, Blaine, and Brennan Winningham. Noah Wager and Skylar Toole. The Eagles of head coach Troy Bierman grouped around in front of me here. Newton coming in with a record, as I mentioned, of 12-7, 3-1 in conference play. So they've had a solid year thus far. Indians trying to get three games above the 500 mark. Indians will have the ball to begin the third quarter play. Glad you're with us. Indians and the Eagles, Wednesday night hoop here. It's again strange to be talking about Wednesday night basketball. And it comes to Blaine Winningham, back to Brennan, and the Indians go into an offensive set. Again, Newton man-to-man, as they have been all game long. Ball stolen away. Stolen away by Jarrett Tharp. Heads to the hole, lays it up, and scores. Tharp, a steal right off the bat, and a bucket. And the Eagles are within three, 25-22. Now some token pressure, and now they fall off, and Wager brings it across the timeline for the Indians. Not the way to begin the third quarter. Almost a steal there by Zumvallen, but Jones able to get to the ball. Now top of the key to Blaine Winningham. Left side on the wing to Jones. Three-pointer on the way by Jordan. Off the mark, no good. Wager, a strong rebound for the Indians. And back out front to Jones, and the Indians will reload. Just underway here in the third quarter. 7:10 to go. 25-22. Indians. Brennan Winningham on the right wing. On the dribble. Now between the circles. Feeds it to Jones at the high post. Jones given a lot of room by Einhorn out front. Now Brendan Winningham, a three ball, is off the mark, no good. Long rebound by Blaine. Goes to the hole strong, lays it up and in. Blaine Winningham, a solid basket. That's his first basket of the night, as a matter of fact. 27-22, Indians by 5. Here is Evan Schaefer. Now on the wing to Justin Zumvallen, left side. Now to Kyle Schaefer on the baseline. He's bumped and fouled by the Indians. I think Blaine Winningham may have picked that foul up. Let's see. It was on Blaine Winningham. That's his third foul, so he'll check out of the game, and Jarrett Winkles will check in for the Indians. Not good. Blaine Winningham's out of the game with foul trouble for the Indians. Takes a good rebounder out of the game and a strong defensive player. And it comes to Evan Schaefer out front, guarded by Toole and the Indian man-to-man. Right side on the wing to Einhorn. Einhorn dribbles to the middle, guarded by Winkles. Left side to Evan Schaefer, tries to take the baseline, and the ball's kicked by an Indian. Skylar Toole. It will be Newton basketball at their offensive end, right in front of their bench. Troy Bierman, the head coach. And it comes to Evan Schaefer on the dribble, top of the key. Down the lane he comes, but he's cut off. Now loses the ball. It's taken away by Toole. Skylar Toole across the timeline, right side to Jones on the wing. Jones looks to take Schaefer one-on-one. Shoots over the top of him from 15. No good. Rebound is controlled by Tharp of Newton. Here's Jarrett Tharp across the timeline himself on the dribble on the right wing. Picked up by Brennan Winningham. Now Tharp looking to get it off to Evan Schaefer, and the Eagles will load up with an offensive set. 27-22, 5:38 to go, third quarter here at Newton. Indians and the Eagles, rescheduled game. Einhorn on the right wing, dribbles to the top of the key. Now right side to Schaefer, thought about a long three. Now a baseline jumper from 10 is up and in. Evan Schaefer, his first two-point basket, he has 5. And Newton back to within 3 at 27-24, 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. Wager across the timeline, out front between the circles with Schaefer on him. Schaefer giving him a lot of room out there. Now to Winkles. Winkles between the circles. Now to Jones on the deep right wing. Now to Winkles out front. Indians go into an offensive set, looking for some movement, and they throw it away. Winkles threw it out of bounds, and we're going to have a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. An Amber Alfredo Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard with 4:49 to go, third quarter, reads Lawrenceville 27, Newton 24. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Steve Anderson back here at Newton High School. Indians and the Eagles off the timeout. The Eagles with the ball, trailing by three, 27-24. Out front, Evan Schaefer working against defensive Tool. Now in the left corner to Zumvallen. Back to Evan Schaefer. Picked up by Tool. Schaefer down the lane. Bumped and fouled by Skyler. Evan Schaefer at 5'10". Shifty sophomore, got Tool off balance, and he had no choice but to foul. Newton inbounds underneath their own basket. Inbound out front between the circles to Jarrett Tharp. Right side now to Evan Schaefer on the dribble. Now Kyle Schaefer comes out to meet the ball, and we have a foul charged against Newton. Offensive foul. Players standing around wondering what the call was, and it was an offensive foul against the Eagles, so it's Indian basketball. Illegal screen against the Eagles. And it comes to Noah Wager, who brings the ball up for the Indians. Across the timeline, down the lane he comes, puts it up with the right hand, and he's fouled, hacked and fouled by Kyle Schaefer. Not often that you see a player of Noah Wager's size at 6'4", bringing the ball up floor, but that's what the Indians do occasionally. And that time he saw an opening and went right to the glass and was fouled, and we'll have free throws coming up here. First one up and in by Wager. He's now close to double digits. Another timeout on the floor. A 30-second break, Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard, 28-24, Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Back here at Newton, Noah Wager ready for a free throw here. It's on its way and got it. Got them both. 29-24, Indians by five, 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Evan Schaefer across the timeline, down the lane he comes, cut off at the free throw line by Tool. Now back out between the circles to Zumvallen, works against the defense of Wager. Here's Einhorn, picked up by Winkles, ball tapped out of bounds by Jones. It'll be Newton basketball. Clock stop, 3:56 to go, third quarter. Eagles will inbound right in front of their bench. And we have a foul away from the ball against the Eagles. Another offensive foul. Another block, illegal block. And so it's against Tharp, and it will be Indian basketball. Brennan Winningham facing man-to-man inbounding pressure. Gets it into Wager. And he'll bring it up against the defense of Kyle Schaefer. Across the timeline between the circle dribble. Now works it back to the wing. Now to Brennan Winningham. Looks to take it to the middle. Feeds it left side to Tool on the wing. Tool cross court now to Winkle's right side. Back out front to Jones. Jones calls for a travel. He was going to work one-on-one against Aaron Einhorn. But took a step. Little baby step, and it's Newton basketball. Here's Ben Meinhardt into the game for Newton. He saw brief action in that first half, 5'8 sophomore. And he will get it into Evan Schaefer. Schaefer on the dribble. Here's Meinhardt on the deep right wing, guarded by Winkles in the man-to-man of the Indians. They feed it left wing to Evan Schaefer. Schaefer now to Kyle Schaefer in the left corner to Meinhardt. Back out front to Schaefer. Down the lane he comes, lays it up and in. That was Evan Schaefer with the basket. He's got seven now, and it's 29-26. Newton within three. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, and Jones call for carrying the basketball. So two consecutive turnovers by the Indians. And Newton has a chance to tie with a three or get closer within one with a two. Across the timeline, Evan Schaefer, right corner, a long three ball is no good. Taken there by Tharp and rebounded by Weger of the Indians. Noah brings it up himself across the timeline. Right side to Toole. Now back out front to Jones on the wing. Leaves it for Toole. Looks for a screen, top of the key. Can't find it. Now right wing pass to Jones. Right corner to Weger. 2:35 to go. Weger to the middle. Cut off by a double team. Back out top of the key to Toole. Right side on the wing to Brenningham. Brennan looks to the middle. Tries to take the baseline. Feeds underneath to Winkles. His shot is up and no good. But he was called for a travel. Another Indian turnover. Three consecutive here in the last three trips down. So now the Eagles again with a chance to tie with a three or get closer with a two. Down the lane comes Schaefer, and he's bumped and fouled by Skylar Toole. Stops the clock, 2:13 to go here in the third quarter. Eagles will inbound right in front of the Eagle bench. Hunter Scott checking into the game for the Indians, replacing Skylar Toole in the lineup. Number zero, Hunter Scott, 5'10", 139-pound junior. And it comes to Zumvallen. Zumvallen now back to Kyle Schaefer in the middle. He has the ball knocked away. Indians with the loose ball. Now we have a held ball. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Eagles. So it'll be Newton basketball at their offensive end. 2:02 to go here in the third quarter. Low scoring quarter thus far. 29-26. It was 25-20 at the half. And it comes to Meinhardt. And we have a foul charged this time against the Indians. Jordan Jones with the foul, his first, and the Indians fourth here in the second half. Eagles inbounding, looking to get it in, looking, and they call a quick 30-second timeout. Good Indian pressure there, forced the timeout. Nambrell Federal Credit Union timeout. People State Bank scoreboard reads 29-26 Lawrenceville. Back in 30 seconds, this is Indian Hoop on Light 103.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer four essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Steve Anderson back here and Newton. Eagles off the timeout, inbounding against the Indian man-to-man defense, looking to get it in. They do in the corner. Long. Well, a traveling violation charged against the Eagles. Charged against Jarrett Tharp. He wanted to go for a three-pointer from the corner, then changed his mind and mid-shot caught the ball. And it was a travel. He threw it to himself, basically. Can't do that. 29-26. Indians with the ball. A minute 50 to go. Brennan Winningham down the lane. Feeds underneath to Winkles. And a foul charged against Newton. So Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. Only the fourth team foul on the Eagles here in this second half of play. Now we have a foul away from the ball charged, I think, against the Indians. Yep. Illegal screen against the Tribe. Let's see who that was against. That was on Hunter Scott, his first since coming into the game. 1:43 to go, third quarter, 29-26. Indians, here is a drive down the lane, and a shot blocked away from behind, but a foul. Evan Schaefer got around Hunter Scott. He's got him in the man-to-man, and Hunter had to foul him. So we'll have to earn him at the free throw line, Evan Schaefer. With 1:37 to go here in the third quarter. Evan Schaefer, free throw on its way and good. Evan Schaefer now has 8 in the game for the Eagles. And they're within 2 at 29-27, 1:37 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw is no good. Rebound battle for. Scramble for the loose ball. And Jones with it. Now to Scott. Hunter heads to the baseline. Lets it go. Off the mark, no good from about 10 feet. Had a good open shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Now across the timeline comes Schaefer. Scott hustles back to pick him up. And the Indians go on the defensive here. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Winkles feeding it underneath to Evan Kyle Schaefer, and he's fouled. Oh, an offensive foul on Newton. He ran over the defender. That's Brennan Winningham stood in there and took the charge. And Kyle Schaefer ran over the top of him. Now Scott checks out, and Blaine Winningham into the game. Randy Bishop gives Hunter Scott the glad hand. Been playing better and better on the JV level and getting more varsity time. Did a good job there. Picked up a foul. Give a little break. And it comes to Brennan across the timeline on the dribble. Right side to Jones. Deep on the wing. Now to Blaine Winningham on the right baseline. Cut off by a double team. Back to Jones on the right wing. Now to Winningham underneath. Tends to the hole. Has the ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop with 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Indians on top by 2, 29-27. And it comes to Brennan Winningham in the left corner. Back out front to Wager, deep on the right wing, guarded by Kyle Schaefer in the man-to-man. Top of the key to Blaine Winningham. Now left side on the wing to Brennan. Now to Blaine between the circles. Left side to Brennan again. Now top of the key to Blaine. Indians trying to get their motion offense working here, but Newton doing a good job of clogging up the passing lanes. Here is Winkles in the right corner to Jones, underneath the right baseline to Winningham. Blaine puts it up, and he scores. Blaine Winningham now with 4 in the game, and the Indians lead by 4. 31-27, 11 seconds to go, third quarter. Between the circles now is Kyle Schaefer down the lane, feeds it in the corner. 3 ball on the way, is off the mark, no good. Rebound up and no good by Meinhardt as the quarter comes to a close. At the end of three quarters here at Newton, our score, Lawrenceville Indians 31 and the Newton Eagles 27. That's what the People's State Bank scoreboard says. I'm Steve Anderson. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osball. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Indian basketball here on Light 103 WAKO is brought your way by Wabash General Hospital, high quality and effective health care, and by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank. Ready for the fourth quarter, Steve Anderson minus Bill Richardson. Bill on assignment tonight, 31-27 Indians by 4. Glad you're with us, Wednesday night hoop. Indians with the ball to begin the final period. A nice pass underneath to Noah Wager, who shoots and scores. Wager on a good entry pass from Blaine Winningham. The Indians lead by 6. 33-27, a well-designed play by the Tribe. Here's Einhorn on the dribble, right wing, guarded by Brennan Winningham. Now to Meinhardt, Ben Meinhardt, picked up by Winkles. Between the circle dribble. Now left side to Kyle Schaefer, takes the baseline, has the ball blocked away from behind and out of bounds. It'll be Newton basketball underneath their own hoop. 7:24 to go in the game. Indians looking to notch another win on back-to-backs. Much like the NBA, back-to-back intercepted, inbound intercepted by Blaine Winningham. And the Indians will go on the attack with a six-point lead. Jordan Jones signals play number three as he brings it across the timeline. Now to Blaine Winningham at the top of the key. Left side on the wing to Winkles. Down low they go to Wager on the left baseline. He's cut off. Back to the wing on the dribble. Now the Indians will spread the floor. Wager working against Schaefer. Shoots over top of him. No good. Rebound fought for. Brought down by Brennan Winningham. The loose ball. He backs it out and the Indians will reload. Here's Winningham going to the baseline. Brennan to the hole. Shot up. No good. But he was fouled on the arm and will go to the line for Indian free throws. So Brennan Winningham at the line for the Indians. Chance to increase a six-point lead, 33-27, 6:48 to go in the game. Free throw on its way and rolls in for Brennan Winningham. He's got four on the night. 33-28, Indians by five. Number three on his back, Brennan Winningham. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Schaefer. Kyle Schaefer, the Eagles, he'll bring it up himself. Now to Evan. Evan Schaefer across the timeline. Now to Kyle on the wing. The Indians double-teaming all over the floor now against the Newton Eagles. Here's a drive down the lane. Dipsy Doo move up and in by Evan Schaefer. Nicely done. And it is 34-30. Indians lead by four. Jones, top of the key, a three. Got it! Big three, Jordan Jones. His first hoop of the night and a big one to give the Indians a lead. Here's a three-pointer up and in by Evan Schaefer, a three ball. And a quick timeout wanted by head coach Troy Bierman. 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It is 34-30. Newton trailing the Lawrenceville Indians. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
As we took the break, the scoreboard was incorrect. I thought it was, but they had the original score of 34-30 up there. It's 37-32, Indians by five. 6:08 to go here in the game. Steve Anderson here from Newton. Indians facing full court man-to-man pressure after that three ball by Schaefer. Now the Indians break the pressure. They try to feed it down low to Blaine Winningham. And we have a held ball as he's tied up down there by Meinhardt, and the possession arrow in favor of the host Eagles. So they have the ball trailing by five, 37-32, 6 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the game. Indians bidding for win number 11 here tonight, and their fourth conference win as well. Here's Kyle Schaefer at the top of the key. Now to Evan. Now they go underneath to Kyle again, feeds it in the corner. Back out front, three ball on the way by Zumbalin, and is up and in. Justin Zumbalin, his second three of the night, and the Eagles are within two, 37-35, 5:35 to go in the game. There's a steal. Steal by Evan Schaefer. Now right side, three ball by Tharp is up and in. Tharp a three. Couple of three balls by the Eagles, and all of a sudden, they're on top, and that forces Randy Bishop to call a timeout. Going to be a full 60-second timeout. 5:23 to go in the game. People's State Bank scoreboard, Newton 38, Lawrenceville 37. This is Indian basketball, Light 103.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Back here at Newton, inbounding are the Indians, trailing now by one, 38-37. That lead, the 5 points, dissipated quickly. And the Indians with a big trip down floor. Down underneath to Blaine Winningham, right side of the baseline. He shoots and scores. Blaine Winningham beginning to heat up. He's got 6 now. And it's 39-38, Indians by one, 4:57 to go in the game. Eagles work it into the corner. Right side to Weber. Now back out on the wing to Evan Schaefer. He back it out between the circles, guarded by Toole in the Indian man-to-man. Now at the high post, almost a steal by Jones. Kyle Schaefer fall away from 10. Rattles around, no good. Rebound battle for, and Toole has it. Toole across the timeline for the Indians. Pulls up a 15-footer. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound's controlled by the Eagles. That not a good shot there by Toole. He probably should have held up and ate some clock. Indians lead 39-38. Now a bumping foul on Wager out front. And we have the 1-1 coming up for Newton. And at the line will be Justin Zumvallen, who has 7 points in this game. 2 threes and a single free throw. And he has a chance to add to that total now. First one is on its way and rolls off. No good. Rebound battle for. Out of bounds. And touched by Newton. It'll be Indian basketball. Now the officials are going to conclave. Let's see what they say. That's a Newton ball. They talked him into it, I guess. We're sort of screened from our position here at Newton from that baseline. And it comes out front to Zumvallen deep on the right wing. Zumvallen got it, guarded by Wager in the Indian man-to-man with 4:10 to go in the game. 39-38. Indians by one. Down the lane. Schaefer, his jumper off the mark, no good. That was Evan Schaefer. Rebound brought down by Brennan Blaine Winningham. Now he has the ball knocked away. Underneath to Schaefer. Shoots, no good. Rebounded up and no good by Tharp. And Blaine Winningham with the ball. Fans really hollering here. A lot of physical play down there. Now Toole loses the ball out of bounds, but it was knocked away from behind by an Eagle. It'll be Indian basketball. Fans from both sides really giving it to the officials there. A lot of physical play down underneath there under the Newton basket. They had some good chances underneath, two or three right in close, but nothing would fall. So the Indians inbound. Toole gets it into Blaine Winningham in the left corner. Blaine on looking for a screen, top of the key now. Right side to Toole on the wing. 3:35 to go in the game. Here's Toole. Right corner to Jones. Thought about a long three, but doesn't take it. Now back out front to Blaine Winningham. Now to Brennan. And now to Wager on the right wing. He'll back it out, and the Indians will go into another offensive set. And cross-court skip pass. Jones loads up a three-pointer. Got it! But no, they say. They wipe it off. And an offensive foul against the Indians, against Noah Wager. Randy Bishop cannot believe it. And the Indian fans cannot believe it either. Wow, that was a big three. That would have given Indians a 4-point lead. As it is, 1 point. Newton with the ball. 3:15 to go in the game. Here's Einhorn on the right side, dribble on the wing. Leaves it top of the key for Tharp. Back out front to Schaefer, looking for a screen from a Newton player up front. They can't find it. Now back out front to Evan Schaefer between the circles. 2:55 to go in the game. Indians on top by a scant one, 39-38. In the right corner to Evan Schaefer. Dribbles to the top of the key, guarded by Toole. Schaefer looking to take him one-on-one. Toole does a good job of staying in front of him. Right side on the wing to Tharp. Jarrett Tharp in the middle now to Kyle Schaefer. Fall away from eight. Got it. Nicely done by Kyle Schaefer. A fall away from a tough angle. And Newton leads 40-39. Down the stretch we come, as they say. 2:20 to go in the game, 40-39. Here's Brendan Winningham down the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. No good. And he's going to be called for an offensive foul. He drove over the top of the defender, and now Brennan comes up holding his right wrist. I hope that's not a serious injury. He had had some wrist injury problems in football. 2:13 to go in the game. He's going to stay in the game. Across the timeline comes Tharp. 40-39, Newton now on top. Here's a reach-in foul on either Brennan Winningham or Skyler Toole, fouling Evan Schaefer, the sophomore, and he will go to the line for free throws. 2:04 to go in the game, 40-39. Boy, that three wiped off on that offensive foul looms big now. Schaefer's free throw on its way and good. Evan Schaefer now in double digits for the Eagles. 41-39, they lead by two. 2:04 to go in the game. This will be a tough one to lose for the Indians. But still a lot of time to go, 2:04. Free throw up and in by Schaefer. 42-39, big trip down for the Indians. Zone trapping pressure by the Eagles. Noah Wager will bring it across the timeline. Feeds it to Toole, left wing. Pass is deflected and intercepted. Intercepted by the Eagles by Zumbalin. Ball tipped in the air. An errant pass by Toole and intercepted by the Eagles. And now they'll spread the floor with a three-point lead. And only a minute 42 to go in the game. And there's a bumping foul. Toole fouling Kyle Schaefer with a minute 40 to go in the game. Well, momentum shift on that three-pointer that was called off, and the Eagles got a tough basket from a tough angle by this guy here, Kyle Schaefer. His free throw is on its way and no good from the front iron, so the Indians still trail 42-39. Randy Bishop's going to call a timeout, full one-minute timeout. It's an Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard, 42 for Newton, 39 for Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Amberall Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Amberall Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmberallFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Amberall Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Generations of favorites. Phil Collins, Whitney Houston, Michael Bublé. Thanks for turning on the light. Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Back here in Newton, there's a free throw missed by Schaefer. One possession game, he missed them both. 42-39, 1:35 to go in the game. Ethan Kelly into the game on the timeout for the Indians. Wager, three-pointer right side. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Jones. Up, no good, but he was fouled. And we'll go to the line for free throws. Big rebound there by double J, Jordan Jones. Jones only has 3 points here tonight, a three-pointer earlier in the game. He had that three-pointer that was called off moments ago. His free throw is off the mark and no good. The Indians, I've said it 1,000 times this season, are not a good free throw shooting team. Those kind of things cost you close games, and this is close, 42-39. Second free throw up and in by Jones. 42-40, one possession game, a minute 25 to go. Kyle Schaefer across the timeline, throws it away, off the hands of Jarrett Tharp and out of bounds. There's a break. An unforced error there by the Eagles. And now the Indians can tie with a hoop or take the lead with a three. This time, Winkles will inbound to Jones. He'll bring it up floor. Minute 17 to go in the game. Here's Blaine Winningham at the top of the key. On the dribble. Now backs it out between the circles, and he's bumped and fouled by the Eagles. And Tharp picked up that foul. I'm not sure that was what the Eagles wanted to do. Blaine Winningham at the line for big free throws. 1 minute 9 to go in the game, 42-40. Indians trailing here. Free throw on its way, good. Blaine Winningham now with 7 points in this game. 42-41, Newton. Minute 9 to go. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Kelly. Kelly on the right baseline, cut off. Back out front to Blaine Winningham, left corner, Winkles. Back to Winningham, between the circles to Jones. Indians trail by one with less than a minute to go in the game. A chance to take the lead here. Big possession to say the least. Winkles is fouled by, oh no! I said offensive foul on the Indians. Offensive foul on the Indians. Tough break there. Brendan Winningham getting set to check back in. His wrist has been taped over on the sidelines. And Winkles out of the game. Wow, a tough break there for the Indians. 42-41, 50 seconds to go. Across the timeline, Schaefer on the dribble. Schaefer feeding it in the middle to Kyle Schaefer. Now right wing to Meinhardt. Out front to Kyle Schaefer, double teamed. Dribbles away from the pressure. Now on the baseline to Kyle Schaefer. Back out front, they go to Tharp. They're playing keep away here, 30 seconds to go, 42-41. Tharp almost had the ball taken away by Wager. Wow, that was close. Now Schaefer on the dribble out front, and a timeout wanted by the Eagles. Going to be a full timeout. Full timeout, we'll take a break. People's State Bank scoreboard. Newton 42, Lawrenceville 41. This is Indian Basketball, Light 103.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cole.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Any questions before your surgery?
Yeah, can you pass me my tablet? I want to quick do some banking.
Some banking?
Yeah, with my bank I can pay bills, transfer funds, even deposit checks. Anytime, anywhere.
So, no concerns?
Of course not. It's stress-free mobile banking.
Casey State Bank is mobily awesome. For a better way to bank, visit caseystatebank.com. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
While we were away, ball inbounded by Newton and a block shot by Blaine Winningham underneath. They had a backdoor cut. Good job by Blaine to knock it away, but right to an Eagle. And Ben Meinhardt, the sophomore, was fouled as he got the loose ball. And he'll go to the line with 15.9 seconds to go. 42-41. And the Indians are going to call a timeout here. Going to be a 30-second break, and we're going to hold it right here. 15.9 seconds to go. Newton 42, Lawrenceville 41. Newton led 11-10 after one quarter play. Indians had a 5-point lead at the half, 25-20. 4-point lead after three quarters, 31-27. And it's been back and forth here in this fourth period for the most part. Indians Had a three-pointer, a big three-pointer wiped off by an offensive foul. Three-pointer by Jordan Jones would have given him a four-point lead. They had a one-point lead at that point. And at the other end, Schaefer missed a couple of free throws that would have helped the Newton cause. As it is, 15.9 seconds to go. Ben Meinhardt with big free throws for Newton. They trail, or they should say they lead, 42-41. Again, 15.9 seconds to go in the game. This kid, 5'8", sophomore, non-starter. Big free throws for him. Free throw on its way, and no good. That was off the back iron. That did not look like a confident free throw shooter there. So it's still a one-possession game. Another free throw coming up here. Meinhardt, high arcer, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Wager. Indians can win it. 14 seconds to go. Down the floor it comes. Wager to the right baseline. Feeds it back out front to Kelly. Three-pointer by Ethan. Yes! Kelly! A three! Ethan Kelly. A three ball. And a timeout wanted by Newton. Indians 44. Newton 42. Ethan Kelly, a three from the right wing. And the Indians have the lead. A timeout by Newton. We're going to hold it here again. Wow, what a game here. 44-42. 4.2 seconds to go. Newton will have to go to the length of the floor in 4.2 seconds. Big three-pointer by Ethan Kelly, number 24. He had 13 in the JV loss. He's been playing better and better and is a solid shooter. From outside, he had time to set his feet and let it go, and it was down the bottom of the sack. And the Indians lead by two, 44-42. Now they put an extra second up on the clock, half second actually, tenth of a second actually. 5 seconds, so there's 5 seconds to go. It was 4.9, now five, I think. They did put more time on the clock, 5 seconds. Newton got to go to the length of the floor. They have time to do that. And again, they trail by two. Kelly will pressure the inbounder. Newton spreads the floor. See what they try to do here. Schaefer runs the baseline, gets it to Kyle Schaefer. 3 seconds to go. Across the timeline he comes. Top of the key. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. And the Lawrenceville Indians win here by a score of 44-42. And they carry Ethan Kelly off the floor. The Indians do, as his three-pointer enabled them to win the game. And the Indians come away with a tough win, 44-42. Over the Newton Eagles. So the Indians are now 11-8 on the year, and they're 4-1 in conference play. Newton falls to 12-8 on the year, and they're 3-2 in conference play, and the Indians have won their second game in as many nights. A thriller here. Ethan Kelly's three-pointer, the game winner, and the Indians win by a score of 44-42. We'll be back with the post-game show coming up in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103. Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Are you looking for a new farm, personal, commercial, or home loan? With over 75 years of lending, Citizens National Bank of Albion truly is this area's number one lender and most trusted financial partner. We know agriculture, it's what we do, and we certainly know what it takes to strengthen our community and help our customers' homes, families, farms, and businesses thrive. Come see us for your next loan at any of our 6 locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
All right, we're back here on the post-game show, the Sterling and Company Professional Corporation in Washington post-game show. Steve Anderson. Lawrenceville Indians win it here by a score of 44-42. Indian head coach Randy Bishop is going to make his way up here to join us momentarily. It's a long walk up here. I told the coach earlier that I would come down and talk to him after the game, that he wouldn't have to make the walk up here with the bad knee. But he signaled me that he was going to come up here and make the attempt to get up here, and so we'll talk to him about this thrilling win. Indians win it by a score of 44-42. Ethan Kelly's three-pointer with 5 seconds to go turned out to be the game winner. Indians led by a score of, or I should say Newton led, 11-10 after one quarter of play, 25-20 at the half. The Indians led. They led 31-27 after three quarters of play. Then the game seesaw back and forth. The Indians had some tough luck there. Got a three-pointer by Jordan Jones wiped out. Newton missed some free throws. That left enough of an opening for Ethan Kelly to score. The Meinhardt kid for Newton couldn't hit those free throws down the stretch. That was big. And again, the Indians picked up the victory by a score of 44-42. Unofficially here, only one in double figures for the Indians. That was Noah Wager. He had 12 points in the contest, two in double digits for Newton. Evan Schaefer had 15, and Kyle Schaefer had 11. But the Indians win it here again by the final of 44-42. And we're joined on the post game here by Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Randy, what a win.
It's a great win for us to come back and win that ball game. Great shot by Kelly, and our kids doing a good job getting him the ball. You know, we had that lead. They came back, got ahead, but our kids didn't give up, and they missed the free throws and give us an opportunity to win it.
This was not the most artistic of games for you. Again, no. Turned the ball over quite a bit here tonight.
Yeah, that's somewhat them. They put a lot of pressure on you. Their defense is good up the court, taking us out of our offensive sets. But I thought our kids responded, did some good things. I thought that Winningham was big on the boards right down the stretch and got a good couple of baskets too.
Boy, some strange calls here. I know you had a big three-pointer by Jordan that was wiped off quite a few offensive fouls here.
I didn't agree with the illegal screen, but that's how they called it. That was a big one because it would have probably put us up 8, and that was a big call. And then they climbed back, and then We had a charge call down there at the end, too, and we were in the air. And I, you know, but they're calling the game, but we just fought back. I'm not going to criticize them, but you know how it is. Coaches were pretty critical of those guys anyway. I told them they're all from up north where they call. We don't call that stuff down here.
Well, and now you've won two in a row now. Yeah. You got a little momentum heading into the conference tournament.
And that's going to help us, I think. And that was a conference game, gives us a little bit of momentum where we can work. And hopefully we'll play. Our defense was pretty good tonight at times. I thought we really guarded and did some good things. And, you know, we jumped into the 1-3-1 trap, and they turned it over a couple of times, which that helped us too. But we'll work, get ready for KZ now. They've got a nice team, and they've got some momentum going. But I think that if we keep improving in the next 4 days, we'll have a shot to beat them.
And games like this mentally really help you because you know you can win close games.
They did. And this group, the last couple of years, have struggled at that down the stretch a little bit. We got to cut down on the turnovers a little bit. But tonight we hit some free throws down at the end. Wegger came through. And I thought, again, Wegger played really good offensively. And Jones did a good job the second half on number 22. He's really a nice player for them. He did a good job defending him the second half. He didn't score as much as he did early.
Well, a nice win here, Randy. It's going to be a good trip back home, and we'll see you in Paris this weekend.
Yeah, and that would be good. Everybody come out. I know it's a long way to travel, but we need support there because that'll be a tough game. And, you know, that's my old school, KZ. I'd like to see our kids beat them.
Talk about KZ just a little bit.
Well, they're small, but they run a good spread offense, and they flat guard. And, you know, Livingston's one of the better players in the conference, and they've got four shooters. And but I think that athletically we might be a little bit more athletic than they are, and I think Brennan and Blaine are going to cause them trouble. Probably Blaine inside, if we can get him the ball, I think that we'll be fine. But we have to guard because if we don't, you know, they beat Marshall, and Marshall's got a nice club, but they flat defended them. So we've got to be able to handle the pressure. If we do that, I think we'll have a good shot at beating them.
Randy, thanks for coming up.
Thank you. I appreciate you making the drive over.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Indians win a thriller here. Ethan Kelly's jumper, three-pointer with 5 seconds to go. The game winner. Indians win by a score of 44-42. Again, Indians 11-8, 4-1 in league play. Newton at 12-8, 3-2 in league play. Newton got the better of the Indians in the JV contest by a score 58-45. Ethan Kelly, the hero in the varsity game, at 13 in that game. Leighton Ivers with 10. Again, unofficially in this game for the Indians, they were led by Noah Wager, who had 12 points in the contest. He was the only Indian in double figures. The rest of the scoring was spread out. Skylar Toole did not score in the second half. He had 9 points at halftime and ended up with 9 points in the contest. Blaine Winningham scored all of his points in the second half. He had 7, including some big rebounds there. And, of course, Ethan Kelly had 5 off the bench, including the big three-pointer with 5 seconds to go to win the game. Well, that's going to do it from here. I do have to pick the Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited Player of the Game. Who do you think it should be, folks? Ethan Kelly? That's right. Ethan Kelly with 5 off the bench, including the big three-pointer. He's our player of the game. I'll be back and wrap it up after this. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103. Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. The Dobson Ford. All right, again, the final score here from Newton, a Lawrenceville Indians 44, Newton Eagles 42. Indians win their second in a row, 11th of the year. And again, it's off to Paris this weekend for the LIC tournament. The Indians, the fifth seed, take on fourth-seeded Casey. Bill Richardson and I will be on the air at around 4:30 or thereabouts, depending on how the tournament runs on Saturday at Paris, the Indians and the KZ Westfield Warriors. Indians go in with a two-game winning streak after winning the thriller here again. Ethan Kelly's three-pointer with 5 seconds to go, the game winner, Indians 44, Newton 42. Thanks for the good work back at the studios. Bill Schrode has been our producer-engineer back there. Thanks to you, of course, for listening. Again, the Indians win it 44-42. Steve Anderson saying so long from Jasper County.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.